left off in, we're in the middle of Mimer Beis, and we're learning the sugya of Olam Shana Nefesh, Ashan, sugya of Ashan, Olam Shana Nefesh. So the brief review is that Olam refers to space, and Shana refers to time, and Nefesh refers to whatever is in that space and in that time, Nefesh. Most important, Nefesh is a person, because the whole world was created for a person. So the Nefesh HaAdam is the, all of Olam and all of Shana were created for Nefesh HaAdam. So you have, so Olam, Shana, Nefesh in that regard are not equal. So Zman, you know, the Zohar says at the very beginning, it says Bracious should be broken down to Barashis. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created six, Barashis, Gracious, Barashis. So, meaning that the Olam HaMaisa is Shis. Shis, Bara refers to Olam, and Shis refers to Shana. Right? So Gracious means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shis, he created time. Time works in a cycle of six, seven being Me'al Uzman. So Shabbos, Shemitah, Yovel, etc. So seventh Yamos HaMashiach Shabbos. So the Barashis is the pshat that we're talking about. Before there was a Bria HaAdam, there was Bria and there was Shis. Barashis, precious. Barashis, creation, a creation of Olam and a creation of Shana, which was all for the purpose of the creation of Nefesh. That's the so that's what we have to understand about Olam, Shana, Nefesh. I mean, we have to understand much more than that, but that's what we could understand so far. So he says here as follows: Olam kolel kol hanivroim. That Olam, do you have it there? Olam. In mine, it's on page Ches, first column. In yours, I don't know. How come we don't have copies for everybody? Like, why is that such a difficult thing? Huh? Somebody want to make it? What?
One person.
Well, it should be somebody who doesn't have a sefer. Yeah. No, it's a chaval because otherwise. So olam, when we use the word olam, kol hanivraim, it refers to everything that was created. Not just, in other words, space. olam is kol hanivraim. Chutz min ha'adam shuhu olam katan. So the only thing that's not at all nichlal in the idea of olam, meaning everything in this world that's gashmius occupies space, whether you need a, whether you can see it or whether you need a microscope to see it. The fact of the matter is everything that's in the bria requires is olam. Chutz min adam. When we say adam, we're not referring to olam, but everything else can go into olam. But who tachlis abria? Because adam is the purpose of it all. Hanivra b'tzelem alikim. Because he was created in the Tzelem Elokim, Lios Koilel L'chol Abria B'hu HaNefesh. So in that sense, the Adam, and he's going to expand upon this, the Adam is a microcosm of the entire Bria. Everything's in the Adam. You see, it's like even from an element point of view, like a person has a Bechina of Afar, a person has a Bechina of Eish, right? Like people have all this stuff in them. Eish gets us angry. Afar makes it hard to get up in the morning. Afar could be good. Afar could be bad. You know, everything has good and bad. Nafshi ka'afar l'kol tiyah. We pray to Hashem that when somebody insults us, it can be like Afar. You know, just no splashback. Afar. Just take it. Sometimes it's supposed to be like Eish. Sometimes it'd be like Ruach. A lot of Ruach around. A lot of hot air. And Eish Ruach, yeah. So a person is a microcosm of all the elements of the. So who tachlis habriyah hanivra b'tzelem alikim? Why is a person a microcosm of the entire world? Because the person is a tzelem alikim. So tzelem alikim, the whole world came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world's of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So like the whole world together is nichlal in the. I just want to just tell you the way, I mean, just like an easier way to understand this is the Zohar says that what Hashem created, When Hashem created man, the Chumash says, "Bitzalmenu kin musenu baris adam." Create a person, bitzalmenu kin musenu. The whole world, you know, goes nuts on this Lashon Rabbim, "Bitzalmenu kin musenu." Let's create man in our image. What's the hour? Our whole religions have been started because of this Lashon Rabbim. You see, it's Lashon Rabbim. So, okay. I don't talk about comparative religion, but I'll just tell you, the Zohar just says that in the Tzelem Elikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has every koach that we understand and every koach we don't understand. Everything is Nichlal and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasha. There's no such thing as a koach, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he created the world, everything in the world received some koach, says the Zohar, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something. So, what's the koach of a deer? Ratz katzvi, right? Zrizus katzvi, ratz katzvi. So there's this, the Bidav Zrizus was part of the Tzelem Elikim, as much as we could understand it. Gibor Kari, the Bidav Gvura was the Bidav that a lion has, it's part of the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every single bria, even animals, even plants. So that's why, but as I said, Havi Oz Kanomer, right? Like you could be a bit of a, you know, you got to be a little bit of a mechutzav sometimes. Why? Kenomer, because a leopard is chutzpah. I got to be chutzpah because a leopard is chutzpah. why should I all of a sudden I should act like a leopard? But the pshat is that if you want to sometimes understand the different pieces, the different sparks of the Tzelem Elikim, so you could look at it at an individual level in the bria around you. So ad kedei kach that the Gemara says the Gemara says before, she said if we wouldn't have received the Torah, we would have learned anivas from one animal and all the zrizas we would have learned from ants and all kinds of things we would have learned from different animals. Why? So we would have learned from animals. Like, we would have had the Torah. So, we wouldn't have had the Torah, we wouldn't have had Moshe Rabbeinu, we wouldn't have had Har Sinai, we wouldn't have had the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what we would do would be looking at ants all day and learning how to act like a mensch. Like an ant doesn't act like a mensch. Why do we have to act like an ant? The point is that every single bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a nitzutz of Tzelem Elikim. So, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole bria, every animal, every plant, everything, so he wanted to create Adam. So, to create, what's Adam? Which nitzutz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adam going to have? So, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he's going to have all the energies. It's going to be a rabbit and an ape and a plant all in one. Everything. And that's going to be as close as you can get in the world of Tzimtzum, in the world of Gashmi, as close as you can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma. So, the problem was, so I'm going to create now a bria which has everything in it. The problem is that he's matzal kinam and maisa bracious. You know, in other words, you're going to make an adam into a zariz. So what's the tzvi going to say? Hey, that's my midah. They're giving him my midah for. So that's called kinam and maisa bracious. You find the concept throughout Chazal. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to make kinam and maisa bracious, whatever it means for a different time. Like it means. For this time, everything has to be unique. Everybody has to feel somewhat unique. Every one of us has to feel a little bit somewhat unique. So we just took the uniqueness out of the rabbits. So
why is that a problem? This is actually in our Amud this morning. We talked about the what? The mission of Rahmanim Yu Al Kansi Bori Yad Yerachmecha and the two pshat of the Biosis. One is that you're not allowed to say that Hashem's Rahmanim is on the Kansi or Shluch Ken because of this concept, because of the
Matzal kinam maaseh brachos. Why would he have rachmanus
on the bird more than anything else?
Right.
So this is the same thing.
No, it's a different aspect of the same thing. But you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always worried that kina. Of kina. He's always worried about kina. So now everybody's looking at the Kan Sipur and say, why is there rachmim? Right. Why is there rachmim on the Kan Sipur and not rachmim on us? Yeah, so. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, this is the great CEO in heaven, works it out this way, that there's something unique, everybody has something, but the Bria Sa'adam is a problem, so I'm saying it in reductionist terms, but so Kadosh Baruch Hu called a meeting of all of the Briyas of the world, and he said, Nivra es ha'adam, let us create man, Bitzalmeinu, Kidmu Seinu, let's, they had to have the haskama of all of Maisa Bereishis to create Adam, because the creation of Adam, which is Koilel Hakol, or as Reb Tzadok says, an Oilam Katan, takes away the uniqueness of every part of the Briya. Now, the fact of the matter is that, deers can still run faster than us, and cats can see further, and we really don't have too much questions over animals when you think about it on a physical level. I mean, if you grow up watching National Geographic, it's pretty pelodic, a leopard can run 30 miles without stopping. I think it can run more than 30 miles. I think that the photographer got tired. So you were running and running and running. Like, what's the, you know, the sea and even from the intuition point of view, the mother of a tiger or an elephant, even, you know, can know from 10 miles away that her child is in danger. Even that, if you believe it, I don't know how they know, but if you believe it. So it's not that we have won over, because they have a whole midah. The way I understand it, in other words, they have a whole midah of tzrizus, and we have a nitzutz of the midah. So it's an interesting thing that when you talk about an adam, which is a composite, it's not like we're strong like lions, we're strong like apes, and we're running like deer, and we're the $6 million man here. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that there's a nitzutz of each one, and that's probably how HaKadosh Baruch Hu got rid of the kina Maisa Bereishis, by us not being Superman. We can't fly like birds, of course. Everybody's trying to imitate, animals. Every cartoon character is trying to imitate another animal. It's a pillow that we live to imitate animals. The whole all of athletics and all of sports is all about, imitating animals. I mean, they could throw further than us, they could run faster than us, they can hit the goal faster than we can, and play baseball better than we can too, probably. So what's the nakuda? The nakuda is that, like, we're not supposed to imitate animals, we're supposed to imitate God. But the thing is that our midos, if we want to understand our midos better, so if you look at it, bigadol, you can look at the bria. So the person is the oilam katan. So that's the lashon, that's the emes pshat in the lashon of Bitzalmeinu Kidmu Seinu. That the bria was the whole bria together had to be maskim to the bria's adam. Himlich imam. That's what the with who.
It's not the
Rashi is a short version of the Chazal. Hiblich ibab alochim, hiblich ibab behemus, ibachai.
The Chazal includes everything.
Everything is there. I don't know where Rashi stops. I didn't, in front of me, it could be Rashi says, hiblich ibab alochim, amalochim v'chulu. That's it. But whatever it is, it doesn't make any difference. The lashon of Chazal is everything. Himlich, but tzameinu. Even malochim, in other words, but it means to say that we even have midos of malachim, but we're not malachim. So that's the pshat, that we are bitzelim elikim. So the nefesh is such. So ha'olam kolo kol nivraim chutz min ha'adam shu olam katan v'hu tachlis habria hanivra bitzelim elikim lios kolel l'chol habria. So we're a kolel l'chol habria v'shana. So that's Adam. Shana, who has man? Shana refers to Zman. Now, we know Shana means a year. So why do we pick that description of Zman, Shana? Why not Sha'a? Rega, Chais. Why Shana? So the pshat Shana, the word Shana means that, cycles. Shana, l'shanot, repeats itself over and over and over again. Shana, shady, a second. It's not a first, it's a second. Shana. So it repeats over and over again. Mishnah. Mishnah repeats over and over again.
I was going to say, Rashi doesn't say
Malachim. He doesn't say B'chulu? It's Lashon HaChazal. Shana hu azman. V'ikra kol hanefesh shehu ha'adam mechuvan habriya. So again, the Adam is the mechuvan habriya. You can't make Olam Shana Nefesh all equal, because Nefesh is what the Olam and Shana is for. Mechuvan habriya. V'olam hu amakim la'adam hanivra. Olam is the place where the person who's created, Shesarech Liyos Nimsav B'makom U'Zman. You have to be somewhere, right? If you're going to create an Adam, you need a place. So you need a makom, you need a zman. Ki hu tachas zman, because the Bria's Adam is under the creation of zman, as we explained yesterday, that the zman is a creation. B'yamim ha'im b'zman hazeh. What do we say? The bracha, b'yamim ha'im b'zman hazeh, Chanukah, Purim, those were things that happened in this world. So b'yamim ha'im b'zman hazeh, A synonym for Olam Hazeh is Zman Hazeh. Zman Hazeh, because Zman is also Bria. V'shana hu hazman v'im loiki. Now this is interesting here, I think. V'shana hu hazman. So when we talk about Olam Shana Nefesh, we just explained Olam. Shana. Shana is hu hazman. Hu hazman. V'imlai kiblu Yisrael ha-Toyra shahaya ha-Olam chayzer l'tayu v'vayu. Mashamar b'Shabbos. Let's just meditate on this for a second. Hashishi. Yom Hashishi. Vav Sivan. Hashishi. If we were not makabel the Torah, here we went, we got all the way up to Har Sinai. It's a long 3,000 years. We got all the way up to Har Sinai, and now the question is: the mechuvan of the whole bria is the Adam. The mechuvan of the whole Adam is the Torah. So, are you going to be makabel the Torah? You're not going to be makabel the Torah. Meaning, does the world make any sense from 0 to 3,332? I think. Does the world make any sense? It's only going to make sense. All of this is only going to make sense if it evolved, excuse the expression, to Kabbalah HaTorah. Why? So what's clear is that there's only a Borei and there's only a Nivra. You know, there's only two things in this world. There's the Borei and the Nivra. The Borei and the Nivra, the Sarusa Delei, the Sarusa Del Sata, the Borei, which is Mashpia, and the Nivra, which is Mechuvan Habriya, that which is created. We can't reach as Tachlos without Torah. So, I think the Kutzker said all the time, stop davening for an Or Elyon. There's always Or. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got Or. The problem is that we're not reflecting the Or. Don't worry about Hashem. He's doing his channeling. Those are the cuts. You have to dab with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give us Or. Give us Bracha. He's giving. The Vart is, are we taking it? Are we a Kli for it? Being Makabalit and doing something. It changes, by the way, if you think about it, changes everything that we daven for. Now stop asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for so much of the cuts. Start asking of yourself. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the Koach to be able to be electricity, you just got to put in the bulb. You got to put in the light bulb. Otherwise, you're not going to get any light. So the Or is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Borei part is good. It's the Nivra part which is the problem. So it needs the Torah. It needs the Torah. Without the Torah, if you're going to be Makabal the Torah, good. Mutav. Imlav, if you're not going to be Makabal the Torah, let's put ourselves in this moment for a second. Imlav, because that's a big moment in history, but it's also a personal moment every day that we look. You're going to be mekabel atar mutav v'im lav achser es atar achser es ha'olam l'toyhu v'voyhu. I'm going to bring the world back to tohu v'vohu. What's tohu v'vohu? Before.
Uh-huh.
So the first 2,000 years of the world were called Tohu Vavohu.
Interesting. It
doesn't mean that. So what does it mean?
It's basically said, you don't accept the Torah, we'll just keep going on like it is.
We'll start again with the new Avraham Avinu.
No, not on Hey Sivan it was Tovavo. So again, tell me if you don't accept the Torah Tovavo, I mean, so just, that means there's no repercussions, you haven't done anything. You're just continuing on how it is.
No. One second, the chronological error.
Avraham
Avinu. Yeah. So what he's saying is, let's learn Pshat. If you're going to accept the Torah, good. If not, I'm bringing you back to a Zman of Tohu Bavohu, which Shmuel says preempts Avraham Avinu. First 2,000 years. I'll bring you back to the first 2,000 years, maybe the first day of the first 2,000 years.
Avraham Avinu and Torah are just two A and two B. It's like one. What have you lost?
What do we? What would in your understanding? What would we go back to if we're not Mekabel Torah? Get back to what?
Of course, you go back to even the beginning, before Tovo, beginning of Tovo.
So it doesn't.
Bria Solom.
What to zero?
Chora.
Look, the pasuk says V'ha'aretz Haisa Toyu V'Voyu.
There wasn't
Aretz. Aretz, I said, Toyo Vavoyu. Toyo Vavoyu is not a pre-creative state. It's a post-creative state.
But a
pre-Adam
state. Before Adam.
The whole thing. No, Aretz, I said, Toyo Vavoyu. And that started a process of getting us out of Toyo and getting us out of Vayu.
Pre-Adam would be a better math. Adam was in a better math before.
Like everything's got Eden. Yeah, toda. It's good. I was just look, I know Toyo Vavoyo is that. I know that there's two things. Toyo Vavoyo. Toyo Vavoyo, but
does it make any
sense?
From no. In other words, if the Torah is the Iker, and it has to be, and the Tachas of the whole Bria. So why should it be a return to Toyo Vavoyu? Why shouldn't it be a return to that state before by Dior? Why shouldn't it be, okay, that's just it. Tzimtzum is over. You know, that there's no more Nivra.
Return to the state of before by Dior. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it does.
Is after.
Then Hashem started to create. Gracious Baruch Elokim HaShemayim HaSeh. Nothing. Yeah. We don't know too much about what was before. But we do know that there was an Aretz. Well, Aretz HaSeh Toyo Vavayu. That's the only thing we know about it. After that, or before that, I should say, Asur. We're not going there. We can't go before Mahaya Koydav Ha'il. But what we can know is where the Chumash starts. That's what we can know. Where the Chumash starts, where you start with a little kid. Rashis, Bar, Lakim, Asa, Shemaim, Asa, Aretz. Barashis. Created six. It's created. Aretz, Haisa, Toyo, Vavayu. And the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was he created what? Yamim. One second. Everything was Choshech. There was no Yom. So the first thing that it created was, let's say the word, Zman. The first Bria was the Bria of Zman. Zman was the Bria that took us out of Toyo Vavoyu. Toyo Vavoyu means a lack of Zman. So you had Olam without Shana. Had Olam without Shana and certainly without Nefesh, which is the Mechuvan Abriya. So Achzer is Olam L'Toyu V'Vayu means I'm going to take away the Shana and the Nefesh, and you're going to end up with an Ayin of Olam, V'Haretz. You'll have space. So what's space without time? I don't know. I'm not a physicist, but it just doesn't feel comfortable to have time without space because everything is relative, as they say. But the nekuda of the Bria of Zman was when everything was choshech, everything was tohu. Tohu is a lashon of wandering. Tohu, hefker, tohu, tohe. Tohe bamidbar. It was a long process, according to the Zohar, going from tohu to vayu was a long process, maybe a couple million years to get from tohu to vayu. It's not like we tohu to vayu. It's a big thing. Tohu to vayu is a big thing.
What's the difference?
Bohu, tohu means tohe. Bahu means ilhi, meaning bahu, bahu. Bahu means that there was already a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm telling you words about Lefi HaSagaseinu, that Tayu was Kaidu Batzimtzim, Bayu was Acher Atzimtzim. As I state.
Aretz was before the Tzimtzum? That's impossible, isn't it? Aren't they said Aretz, the Tohu Bohu, and then the Tohu was before.
There was Aretz, because the Tzimtzum is happening in Zman.
I don't understand.
The Tzimtzum happens in Zman.
So I don't even know what Aretz means.
No, it doesn't mean necessarily what
we think it means. Well, I don't understand this stuff at all, but in theory of relativity, you could have space without time? That works?
It can be. That's small.
I thought you needed space without time.
No. He doesn't say you can't have space without time. He's just saying there's no way for us to conceive of space without time. Relativity has to do with our hasaga. It doesn't have to do with what's b'mitzius.
Couldn't be ruined log bomer. And there's pieces of time.
Hmm?
Couldn't be ruined log bomer. And there's no
time. No time.
No time and no
space. And no space. No space either. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, Zman is a form. Zman is a brief. This is what's hard. This is what's difficult, because Zman is a way of measuring things. We understand that, you know, but that Zman, like a ruler, Zman, you know, how do you measure things with a watch? But that's not what we're saying. We're saying that the Bria of Yom V'Laila gave. The Bria of Yom V'Laila took us out of the Tohu V'Vohu, meaning that you had Olam, which was in the Bechida of Tohu V'Vohu. And we added to it into the blend Zman. So if we were Makabal the Torah Toiv, Adam, Olam, Shana, Nefesh, Yafeh. If you're not Makabal the Torah, so then let's go back to Tohu Vavohu. Meaning not that I'm just going to create the Nefesh again, let's try this again, like by the Mabul, like something like that. But I'm going to start with, there's going to be arts, I'm going to start creating the Zman again. In other words, we're going to start the Bria from Zman. It doesn't mean that, you know, like if everybody would stop learning Torah. Nefesh HaChaim explains this very clearly in the beginning of Shaar Dalet. He talks about this, Barichus. And he says clearly, it doesn't mean that, you know, like if all of a sudden there would be no Torah, that, you know, like the world would necessarily disappear. It would be chazer to a makom of Tohu V'Vohu. So we can look. Let's learn tomorrow the Nefesh HaChaim. It's very interesting. So, but this is what's fascinating here is that Kabbalah HaTorah brings you to the what we would call a chaotic state of no time. Lack of Kabbalah HaTorah. The lack of Kabbalah HaTorah takes us to a pre-Zman issue, to Haaretz Hoysa. Before there was Yom V'Laila.
Which the rabbi is saying that the time and the Torah are basically synonymous. There's not much on time. There's no goal. There's no.
So purpose. How come? Oh, no, you're saying, so explain.
Well, I thought that was
a good. No, go ahead.
Meaning
you're, but no, but you're saying, right. So in other words, Zman and Torah
are the same.
Yeah.
I mean, the nafim is in Shmuel's Pshat, where, yeah, which is Lahora, is a sort of strong svar too. They're just going back to Avram Avinu, right? Okay, we lost out on Avram Avinu. That whole Mahalach didn't work. We'll start over. I mean, it's not so terrible, so to speak. You can just restart. According to what Rav is saying now, and it was actually much worse, is if Adam is not Makabal the Torah, then the whole point of the Bria no longer exists. There's no Tachlis.
We're going all the way back to Zman.
There's no point of time. Time means that there's a goal. I'm working towards something. That's Jewish time versus Greek time. Greek time is just cyclical. It just goes over and over. Jewish time is like there's a goal to something. But technically, there's no goal. There's no point. It's almost, but then I don't understand why. What's an aretz? Before it's symptom, I don't understand what the point of an aretz is. What the rabbi said that a couple of times. Why is aretz ayatavo? Like,
I don't know either. But I'm just saying about Sius. But the fact of the matter is that Bashiyotze Bidvaredu, whether we understand it or not, is that the Bria of Zman was for Torah. I don't know if it's synonymous. I don't know if that's what we're saying, Ellie. I think it's synonymous. We're saying that the Bria of Zman was a Bria for Torah.
Or
Vaharaya, if you're not mekabel the Torah, just take the bath. That's all. If you're not mekabel the Torah, you go back to Torah Vavoy, which was a pre-Zabad.
Is that what Chazal meant when they said in Yom HaShishi that the whole Olam was kind of held in abeyance
until Vav Sivan?
Vav Sivan. And if Sheishi Shalom Asa Hashem, that's like a package. So the whole package of time is held in abeyance. You could, I don't know if that's what was meant by that. So you don't accept it? So we rewind back before any of those Yom HaShishi, any of those Sheishi Shemei were created. That's before the creation of time.
Right. No, no. What happens when you push the reset button?
Reset
button. The computer doesn't disappear. The Aretz is there. The computer doesn't disappear, but something is reset. You know, reset button. Scary. Let's finish the paragraph here. Gam hazman kmo shamru b'shabbos peches. So all of a sudden we take a gemara that we heard 100 times and it has like a different mashmos to it, right? Gam hazman hayu mizbatel kmo koidim shenivra ha'olam. Das cholos hazman betchilos habriya kishepasak hatayu. Oh, first. V'hischil ha'ayra. Nemar vayihi erev vayihi boker yom echad. So the vayihi erev vayihi boker yom echad refers to, which it says right after the Toyu v'vayu. So this is what he's telling us. The gam hazman oyem misbatel k'moy koidim shenivra ha'olam. The hascholos hazman betzchilos habriya. When was the beginning of time? At the beginning of the Bria. Kishepasak hatohu v'hischil ha'ayra. Nemar vayihi erev vayihi boker yom echad. It's interesting, by the way, that he says, just in parentheses, it's interesting that he says, Kishapasak HaTohu.
Not Vo.
Not Vo.
That's
the word I said before. Shehu Ascholos Hazman, Vagam Hu Talui Va'oime. That's exactly what you're saying. Hu Talui Va'oime. The time was in a, what did you call it?
Abeyance.
Talui Va'oime. Bekabolos Yisrael HaTorah. Shekaboshe bashpiim chius ba'olam, kein bezman v'gam kol ha'koyches hakdoish elyonim tluyim ba'adam. So that's good. The zman has no
big responsibility.
Yeah, no, but the zman, the bri of zman is tluyim matan Torah. Bri of zman. So Darwin is learning. It's like goals. Maybe. I don't know. Bosh Amar al Pasuk Sur Yilotcha Teshi, Shematishin Teshi, Sur Yilotcha, the creation of the human, Sur Yilotcha Teshi, Shematishin Koyach Bifamalya Shamala, that the human being has the Koach to, and here's the Malachim of Rashi, to be Matish Koach. Matish means to weaken, Torah Matishas Koyach Shalotcha, to weaken the Koyach of the Malachim. Makesher, because everything is. Do you realize, by the way, that just stop like Pashat of Shat, that when in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu there was no Zman. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Nevuah, there was no Zman in his Nevuah. The Moshe Rabbeinu said, "What's going to happen? What's Torah?" So he shows up Rabbi Kiva in a Nevuah. That was his Nevuah. He shows up Rabbi Kiva. It's not like, you know, like, okay, fast forward, rewind, let's go, you know, Bat Zotara, Zuschara. Zman in the oil of Elia that Moshe Rabbeinu was prophesizing, it had no mashmos, b'chlal. It didn't make a difference, you know, except for. So the Chorban, I'm just thinking that the Bria of Zman is the purpose of. Tell me if this makes sense from a physical point of view. If I would put forth like everything at one time, so you have chaos, you have a mishmash. Zman sorts it out. You know, rishon, achron, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's go. Beseder, let's go in order. There's it implies a development. development, something that could develop. A person lives 120 years. That means that we're given Zaman. We're given Zaman, meaning that it's not like what you're created, that's what you are. The Zaman means that I'm starting off as something, I'm ending off as something else. That's what Zaman means. It's interesting, the word lahazmin. Inani muchan umezuman. Readiness. Means open for development. A malach has no zman because a malach has nothing to develop. It is what it is. Malach is not becoming, not getting promoted to be a bigger malach. It's not getting demoted. It is or it isn't. Don't do the job. Nisrafim b'chol yoyim. Nisrafim b'chol yoyim. You had your tachlis, go away. A person has zman, so I think this is right. In other words, zman refers to the ability to develop, the ability to sort it out to smaller components and become something. A zman without Torah has no mashmois. What are you going to become without Torah? At the end, what are you going to become, Rich? Like, what are you going to become? You're not doing the mechuvan habriya. There's nothing you're going to become. What are you going to become? Like a bodybuilder? Like, it's not. It doesn't make it. So the if you're using, I've given you time. I've given you time. Time means I've given you the ability to grow. I've given you the ability to develop. I've given you time. That's what the bria of time is. It's a pillow. You're not a malach that you have to be just what you have. You have time. You know, the goat always scares me because the Vilna goat always talks about time is running out. Time is running out. You know, he looked in a mirror once, the Vilna goat, and he saw that his beard was white, and that his face became white because he said, like, wow, like I probably have to do tshuva. Zvanis, he didn't know. He didn't know that that his beard was white. What he was concentrating on was the zman. There's certain simanim in a person's life which say time is a passing, and one of those simanim is time to do tshuva. When your beard turns white, that means it's time to do tshuva. The zman refers to develop. So if we're looking for a synonym for zman, it's not Torah, it's growth. I think that's right. It's not just like you are what you are. It's so interesting. Like Gemara says that everybody knows that before a baby is born, knows everything. Before need to daflam, baby knows everything. So that's like good. What's the problem? Like supposed to be born knowing everything. You know, what's the babaya? So the answer is that baby doesn't have the gift of zman. It is what it is. Like a malach. Now, what's happening is it's all there. I think Maral says that what's the point of having all that Torah at the beginning if we're going to forget it all anyways as we come out? The answer is we only understand that a little bit because we heard it once, b'mei imoy, only because it's the second time around that we're getting it a little bit. So okay, but so what then is life? Born? What's the pshat being born? The pshat being born is that now I can take all the Torah that I learned b'mei imoy, and I can make that I can unroll that and I can develop that over the amount of years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me. So that's man. The readiness. Hinani muchan umezuman. L'kayim mitzvah sase. Muchan umezuman. So when you talk about time management, the Kabbalah of time, it's such a dover amok, and you see how the gedolim, Rav Scheinberg, always said that, like, he's over 100, so he was around when they invented the wristwatch. They wrote a pocket watch. He says he remembers they invented the wristwatch. So he said, I don't know what that was, 1910, 1915, whatever, it became a zach to wear a wristwatch, and then it became popular over the years. Today came out, nobody wears a pocket watch. So he said once that he understood as a bacher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us pay more attention to Zman, so he ran out and he bought a watch right there, right? So I was makabel for my Rebbe to wear the watch on this side of your wrist instead of on this side of your wrist like everybody else. Why? So there's two pshat. One is, more of the real pshat, where you watch this way, is that way when you're talking to somebody, you're not like, you know, like you can just sort of glance over, and but it all comes out to a deeper nekuda. The deeper nekuda is that the zman is more available to you. Like the bria of zman becomes more important as the zman goes on. So you have a certain amount of time, a little rope that's unrolling and unraveling, and that's the correct way to look, I believe, at the bria of zman. The rope that's unraveling, what are we going to do with it? Now, if I were Kabbal the Torah, if we're not Makabal the Torah, it just goes back to the time of Tohu Vavohu. Let's roll out another one. But the roller that over the, like you were Mavaza and Mavazel of the whole Bria of Zman. And that's so when we talk about Oilam Shana Nefesh, we have today a Rapsadic view of Shana. That Shana is the Tachlis of Bria, that's the Zman. That was that's what took us from Tohu Vavohu to Yom Valaylo. Was the Indian of Zman. Okay.
This is the golden
against
Dayenu.
Yeah.